The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of Lexington Community Radio or its board of directors. The views expressed are solely those of the programmers.
You are listening to Off the Cuff. Now, here's your host, Adam Banks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Off the Cuff and Overtones Live collab episode. I am Adam Banks, the host of Off the Cuff. And I am joined today by Renee Cobb, the host of Overtones Live. We are coming at you live from Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for tuning in to WLXU 93.9 FM. In addition to listening on the radio, you can stream the show live from the website at radiolex.us. Renee and I are both broadcasting from the Deborah Hensley Studios here at Radio Lex on North Limestone. This, folks, is a very special collab episode of two of the hottest radio programs on Radio Lex. My audience obviously knows what Off the Cuff is. It's a show that covers topics in pop culture, current events, life in general, and occasionally we feature a few special guests. Overtones Live is a music show that features many local artists from the Kentucky area. I have brought Renee, who is the host of Overtones Live, on the show before for an interview, so you, the audience, may remember a little about her. But just to refresh your memory, let's talk to Renee for a bit. Renee, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
This is our third collab.
Third one of Renee getting out of her comfort zone.
Yes, and I'm just very excited because the first two collab episodes was on your time slot, which is on Tuesdays at 7. And this is the third one, which we finally got to do it during Off the Cuff with Adam Banks time slot. So we definitely wanted to do another collab episode to get these musical artists more exposure. And we both truly believe, Renee and I, that you can cross-promote two radio shows together, and it opens up opportunity for both shows to introduce their product to a whole new audience. We have a great show ahead with an all-star lineup of musical artists to play and talk to in person today. So let's go ahead and get started. We are here this afternoon to talk about the state of Kentucky's outstanding presence on the 2023 nominees list for the Josie Music Awards to be held on October the 22nd at Nashville, Tennessee's famous Grand Ole Opry House. The Josie Music Awards is the largest, most respected, revered award, and prestigious events associated in the independent music industry. Their mission statement reads, is chase your dreams, be a part of something big.
And Adam, we are also chasing some dreams and doing something big here on Off the Cuff this afternoon with three in-studio guests, musicians and Josie Music Award nominees, who all hail from the great city of Georgetown, Kentucky. So this is not only Josie Music Awards Kentucky Edition preview show, but we're honoring and recognizing the amazing contributions that the city of Georgetown is making in regards to community and music. So here is our Kentucky music lineup.
It's very exciting. Along with being a Lexington Music Awards Appy and Josie winner, he is also a Grammy-nominated and award-winning president and CEO of two premier entertainment organizations, Dreamland Entertainment Group and Redemption Worldwide Records. He is also served with Tyler Perry and other global leaders on advisory boards for entertainment companies. In addition, he has managed, produced, and promoted Grammy and Dove Award-winning artists and has also won numerous awards for his own performing, contributions, philanthropy, and production. His roster includes artists that have sold over 1 million records worldwide. As if that was not enough, he is also one-third of Kentucky bluegrass band the Goodwin Brothers, who know a thing or two about garnering much attention and recognition, nominations, and awards. Please give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Goodwin.
And that was outstanding, Adam. Jonathan doesn't brag about himself, so I use every opportunity to do so. Our next guest, she is a musical artist. I feel like I'm on the dating game. Our next guest.
Behind door number two.
Yes. She is a musical artist, songwriter, painter, jewelry and crafts designer, and the mother of nine-year-old twins. She has shared a global stage with some of the world's most renowned musical performers over the years. Her voice has been heard at the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame on radio shows broadcast all over the globe, and she calls Georgetown her home. Her craft design work and also parody work have made her a YouTube sensation, too, so we're going to have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
She is both a Lexington Music Awards, Appy, and Josie Music Awards nominee, this time for the second year in a row. Please join us in a round of applause for Melissa Deaton.
Yay! And our next in-studio artist is also making his way, or sorry, her way from Georgetown, Kentucky, proud as a 21-year-old country artist who is a singer, guitar player, piano player, music lover, Jesus-loving gal, and she has been performing since she was 7 years old. I wish I could play just one of those instruments. She is also a dual Lexington Music Awards, Appy Arts and Entertainment Awards, and Josie Music Awards nominee, and she graces some great stages here and in the state with her incredible band, The Lucky 13. Whether the genre be country, pop, blues, or southern rock, she loves them all. Let's welcome Savannah Dean Reeves to Off the Cuff with Adam Banks. So, first up, we're going to talk to Melissa Deaton. Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, this will be your second trip to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. What Josie Music Awards category are you nominated in this year?
This year, I am nominated in Songwriter Achievement and Female Country Vocalist of the Year.
Oh, fantastic. Now,
thank you.
Again, it's not just one thing she's nominated for, it's several, just like your instruments. You play several instruments. What are some of your favorites? What is your favorite to play?
I mainly play the guitar. I sometimes play the ukulele, but I try to stick with the guitar and trying to improve on my one instrument, and of course, my voice is my main instrument.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The voice is definitely an instrument. So maybe I do have that. instrument somewhere
right
in there. But let's talk about your music career and how it's evolved to where it was to where it is now.
Okay. Well, I started singing in church at 5. I sang an Amy Grant song, Father's Eyes. And then I continued to do that through most of my childhood. And then as a teenager, I started doing, like, singing competitions, and, I did it to, like, pretty much build my confidence and being able to accept winning and losing, which is really important. And then I started singing in a Motown band, actually, in my early 20s. And we did, like, weddings and fundraisers, and that was a huge learning experience, and it was, that became, like, the beginning of like my musical family and being involved in the music community. And then I went off and did other things, became a flight attendant, and then I started singing in TV and radio broadcasts, and that's when I really started to become more of a professional musician and started singing on stage with like Jewel, Elle King, and then actually Amy Grant was on, and I told her about me performing her song, my very first song, Father's Eyes, and she sang that song for me. So it was like all a whole full circle moment. And then I started to learn the guitar so I could start writing my own music. And then that's, where it's been taken off from there. So.
A true musician, folks.
Yes, and Melissa had a most famous passenger on one of her airlines at one point.
I've had a couple.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. Tell us more.
This is even better.
Yeah, this is much more interesting. I used to fly for private out of Bluegrass Airport for W.T. Young's plane, and I was LeBron James' flight attendant.
What? But I was expecting somebody small, but no.
No, but my main passenger was Bill Clinton. I was his flight attendant for like...
Good Lord, they just keep getting bigger.
A couple of days. That was definitely a highlight experience. So
she has pictures, folks.
Yeah, I got proof.
Oh, wow. So some people do this for years, and they never meet one person. You meet two huge stars, and you also did some reality television.
That's right.
Now, the reality show that you did do might not be associated with music, but tell the audience about the reality show experience that you had.
Okay, yeah, I always get myself involved in all kinds of crazy stuff. But me and my mom were renovating a house in Georgetown, and we had kind of gotten a little over budget, and so I was trying to really think outside of the box to find something creative to make up for that extra money, so I looked into doing a reality show, and I looked up DIY Network, and they were looking for like unique spaces, and they really wanted family, and it was mother and daughter, which is, you know, kind of rare, and so they picked us up right away, and next thing I know, there's a film crew in our house in my face while I'm brushing my teeth. While I'm sleeping in bed, and we spent like 3 or 4 days knocking out ceilings in this turret, and it was hilarious, and it was an awesome experience, and something we always have together, and it made up that extra money we needed. So
even though it was kind of a renovation type reality show, did they encourage drama of any kind?
Absolutely, they were trying to get us to all kinds of crazy stuff, and I was like, my grandmother is watching this, yeah. And we like made them promise that they would be respectful and not put anything crazy, and they were so amazing, but they definitely were pushing things, and you know, some things were a little staged, but it was just, they made it hilarious, but we didn't need much help. Like, I mean, we were pretty ridiculous. I'm like, I walked around with a hammer in my hand for like 5 minutes looking for the hammer, and they had like a, you know, their little
subtitles
text, yeah, subtitles come up with an arrow like, it's in your hand.
Now, I'm sure you were lovable enough to garner some attention from that. Did you gain some followers, not really just for your music, just by your personality from being a reality star?
We were getting, my mom was getting fan mail and all kinds of stuff
that
for a while.
That is wild.
But I don't really know if Facebook was even, you know, some wasn't as huge as it was now, and like social media wasn't really as big. So, but yeah, she was getting fan mail, people from like Mexico and all over the place. They're like, we love you guys so much. And they played that rerun for like 2 years or something. We had like top ratings.
And it disappeared. And Warren and I found it this week.
Can we find that on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. It's not on YouTube, but it is. I can tell you like where to find it. It's actually on Roku channel.
Oh, okay.
And I guess the show's been picked up by Discovery Plus now. So these shows kind of transfer ownership over the course of time. And we just kept searching for it, and all of a sudden we searched the other night, and there it was.
Thank goodness to our good investigators.
So I am a detective.
You're meant to be famous. I mean, yes. you're on reality TV, you're doing music. So this is not your first time going to the Grand Ole Opry for the Josie Music Awards. How does it feel to be going back and nominated again?
Well, it's definitely a validation. Mm-hmm. The first time I was like, I honestly was afraid it was a mistake, and they were going to call and be like, oh, sorry, we got your name mixed up with someone
else. That's how I would feel.
So, yeah, being nominated again for the second year is a huge validation. This year, I feel like I can be, like, really excited. And then I'm working on my new album this year, so I'm really excited about that, and looking forward to hopefully getting another nomination for that next year.
Well, I just congratulations
Thank
to you,
you.
Melissa. Melissa actually has to go to a gig to perform this evening, but before she leaves, what are we going to get to hear on this special Josie Music Awards Kentucky Edition preview show? Tell us about the song we're about to hear.
It's called Kentucky State of Blue. This was actually on my EP that I was nominated for at the Josie Music Awards last year. And I wrote this song because I have traveled around quite a bit, and people always ask the most ridiculous questions about Kentucky, and also even people that are from the state ask strange questions or seem not to understand. So this was a way to kind of explain who we are as Kentucky and our culture. So it's called Kentucky State of Blue.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's welcome Melissa Deaton with Kentucky State of Blue.
Strip off my mountains and leave them all.
Melissa Deaton with Kentucky State of Blue here on Off the Cuff with Anna Banks and Renee Cobb this afternoon. What a great song that was.
Yes, it sure was. And Melissa, we're so happy that you were with us today. Thank you
so much for having me.
Adam, our next feature Josie Music Awards 2023 multiple nominee artist is not in the studio this afternoon, but they are forever in the Overtones Live and Kentucky artists' hearts. We are now going to feature the duo, Stace and Cassie, who is actually from Mississippi, but Warren and Melissa and I adopted them last year when we found ourselves all sitting together at the awards. I think, Melissa, you called that the winner's circle, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the winner's circle.
It was just really mysterious as all the winners started coming from our section, which was... Well, we don't have anything to say about that. We were just so glad to meet them. And this dynamic duo were each exploring separate music careers when they stepped on stage with each other some years ago. But they immediately sensed a match to be made in musical heaven. We love stories like that, don't we, Melissa?
Yes, we do.
From the years 2017 to 2022, they have been on the juicy. They're juicy people, too.
They are. Do they wear the juicy pants? That's the question.
Yeah, that's a real question. Sorry, guys. They've been on the Josie Music Awards Winner's Circle four times, including last year's Americana Group of the Year and Best Performance in a Music Video. And Adam, their music videos are so incredibly good. This year, they are once again multiple nominees. So here is Stace and Cassie performing their original song, my favorite, What I Want, in a live performance that will soon be featured on Overtones Live. From me. like that, the 30-second fade. We don't hear that too much these days.
We don't. No, they've kind of taken that away.
I say we bring it back.
Yes.
So that was What I Want from Stace and Cassie. And so what we heard there, Adam, was their signature balanced mixture of Stace's gritty guitar riffs and raspy voice, combined with Cassie's powerful vocals and percussive accompaniments. And they are listening in today, so we love you both, and we're so blessed with your friendship. Let's give them a round of applause.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. So the Goodwin Brothers were big winners in last year's Josie Music Awards, being named Bluegrass Band of the Year and Entertainer of the Year nominees, as well as being selected as one of eight performers for the award show on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And this year, they are up for an astounding 10. That's right.
That's 10.
10 awards. And we have featured the Goodwins as nominees in our first Josie Preview Award, and that was heard on the Overtones Live time slot. And last month we featured the Goodwin Brothers' Chase Bush as vocalist. And he was an interesting cat as well. And we had him on the show. And he was nominated as Vocalist of the Year nominee. And now, John, I find out you too are on the nominee list for a tons of awards, but you are on the list in an individual category as Musician of the Year that honors the musician as instrumentalist as well. You have been nominated in the guitar category. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you guys for having me.
So how many instruments do you play? Because it just seems like that people just don't stick to one these days.
Yeah, well, growing up, you know, everybody around us played, so I became a jack of all trades, but master of none, so I don't claim to be great at all.
He's not telling the truth.
I learned to, and as a producer, when I was young, a young producer, we couldn't afford, the budgets didn't have, weren't big enough for studio musicians,
right.
So I would just play all the instruments on the record. So I just had to teach myself, and so there's, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I've on records, I've done guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, dobro, piano.
Do you have a favorite?
I typically, these days, stick to guitar and piano. You know, that's what I do mainly, but it's always fun.
So what does it mean, John, to be nominated in the Musician of the Year category along with the other nine categories?
Yeah, it's always an honor. Anytime that you're, people appreciate the art that you make and appreciate the work that we put into it, it's always an honor.
Yeah, it's nice to get nominated even if you don't win, because it lets you know, hey, we're getting recognized for what we are doing. So one of those categories is for EP of the Year, which is your live album made at Overtones Live in also Georgetown at the Tipsy Cow. What does it mean to have an entire album nominated along with your other categories?
Yeah, that's always it's always exciting. The EP that we did there at the Tipsy Cow that Overtones Live produced was just a phenomenal night. I mean, it was just something that we didn't expect. It was actually, I guess it's been about a year now.
Yes, a year, June 30th.
Yeah. So when Renee called, we had never met them and asked us to do it. We were hesitant just because we hadn't done anything live for radio. But what turned into a great project, a DVD and a CD project. Double CD project, and we put it out now, and it's done really well for the brothers, and obviously people are enjoying it. So,
and John and Renee, since our last show with Chase Bush, I understand this performance has also been nominated for two Hollywood Independent Music Awards to be held next month in L.A. That's exciting.
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
always.
So you're going out to L.A. to go to that show?
You know, we're probably just seeing Renee at this point.
Renee and Warren already have their tickets. We are so ready, and I just chuckle when you say that, because it has just been an unbelievable ride, and we're so proud of this project.
We are.
And so proud that there was a category for live, you know, performance in this particular Independent Music Awards. Yeah. And Adam, just to let you know, this is associated with the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, which recognizes music that's in documentaries, films, TV shows, and movies.
Yeah. Well, it's well deserved. You guys do need to be recognized for your music. But listen, this is huge news, folks. We understand there is a new Goodwin Brother edition that came special arrival in June. Talk about that.
Yeah, his name is Jonathan Rhodes Goodwin, and he's a month old today.
Oh, wow.
So he's just my pride and joy, and you can read that bio. you can read all the bios, and I'm just waiting to hear the word dad.
Right.
It's like everything else is kind of, I guess it just changes your perspective on life and everything, you know, when you see the miracle of a child, for sure. But he's great. He's well-traveled already, only at a month old. So he's been on stage at festivals, and he's been to, he's been all over already.
I can see you light up when you talk about him.
Absolutely.
Is this your first son? This is your first kid?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, there we go. New Goodwin brother in the house. Mm-hmm. So we are going to hear a couple of songs that feature the beauty, artistry, and expression in guitar solos in Goodwin Brothers Perform Songs, a ballad, and a Get Your Bluegrass On style. Okay. What are we going to hear first today?
We're going to hear a Glen Campbell classic performed by the Goodwin Brothers Style in Flair. And John, tell us about this recording.
Sure. Yeah, we did this. It's never been released, so you're not going to find this on iTunes or anything just yet. We may put it on a future record, but we did this really just for fun at the house. I've got a studio at home, and it's just me on guitar and the boys doing vocals. It really, anything that we do new, we always do a work take first. So a lot of times that's just me on guitar and me doing all three vocal parts just for work tapes for the boys. They happen to be there that night. So this is the what you're hearing, Chase and Will literally learned the song the night that we recorded this, about an hour before we did it. So it's a little rough. But she asked for something that featured guitar, and it's all it's got on the track other than our vocals. And it's a great song. People will remember it. Classic country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's go ahead and listen to Wichita Lineman. We'll be back after the song.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun.
And you just heard the Josie Music Awards nominee for Musician of the Year, Jonathan Goodwin. John, thanks so much for being here. And I just want to talk to you also about your experience with the Josie Music Awards. It's not your first rodeo,
sure.
And you're also nominated for several awards in that. What does that mean to you as an artist?
Yeah, it's great. It's always fun. And I love doing what I do outside of the Goodwin Brothers. For years, I've been involved with a lot of award shows that I've served on boards with, and we've been a part of for everything from the Grammys Recording Academy to stellar awards like the Black Gospel Awards. I've worked in all of that. So anytime you see, especially these new award shows, I'm not sure how new they are, but they're one of the only ones, I think, for independent artists. maybe the largest one for independent artists. So anytime you see them doing it at the level that the Josie Awards do, it's very admirable. And they do, it's a first-class show. It's a first-class, we were privileged to perform last year, so we got to do that. And it's just, I guess it was sold out, or was close to being sold out at the Opry House.
Wow.
So it's always a great, you know, it's great when you're nominated for anything, but when you see an organization like that put so much effort into these independent artists that maybe aren't your everyday household names, it's very validating for sure.
And Adam, I might add that, as we mentioned before, the Goodwin Brothers were selected as one of eight performers to take the stage last year. We're eagerly awaiting the announcement of who takes the stage this year. But one of the categories for the Josie Music Awards that the Goodwin Brothers are in are for those eight performers in its favorite performance of the Josie Music Awards last year. So we got our fingers crossed for that.
It's good luck.
And John, what did that mean for the Goodwin Brothers to be able to, you know, perform on that iconic stage?
Yeah, it was incredible, and I have I've done it twice before with other bands, just as a side man, just filling in. And I work with the Opry a lot. I have through the years, but I had never been blessed to stand on that stage with my brothers, so that was a very different experience. And we all just took it in and enjoyed it. And anytime you're I always encourage anybody that goes to Nashville, go to the Grand Ole Opry. You know, go and see a show. It doesn't matter who's on; it's going to be an experience. And but to get to stand in that circle where Roy Acuff did, and George Jones, and Merle, and it's just always an honor.
The list goes on and on.
And I might mention too, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, John, because like I said, John is a very humble musician and person. He doesn't brag about himself a whole lot, but he continues to amaze us. But he has also been behind that soundboard on the Grand Ole Opry, and let's talk about that. Who were you photographed
That's
with?
That's a lot of pressure.
Last,
Garth Brooks.
Yes,
yeah,
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Garth showed up. He wasn't scheduled to be there, but we were working that night, or I was working that night, ears for another band that was on the lineup, and Easton Corbin. I don't know if y'all remember them, but them and Daley and Vincent and a few others were there, and Trisha Yearwood was on the lineup, and Garth just showed up to special guest, surprise everyone.
Right. That's who he's married to, right?
Yeah.
Trisha
Yearwood?
Okay.
Yeah. We all call him Mr. Yearwood, in Nashville. But he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But, yeah, we've had a lot of great experiences through the years, situations like that, for sure.
And before we let you go, talk to your next, I don't know if it's your next event, but it is coming up at the end of the month. Another exciting reason to go to Nashville in July.
Yeah, and we are going to be celebrating. We've spent the last year celebrating the Overtones Project, which you guys have celebrated here at Radio Lex so much, and we appreciate that. We've spent the last year working on a brand new record, though, a studio project for Pinecastle Records. And it's called If You Hadn't Noticed, the Goodwin Brothers. And it's 10 brand new songs, a lot of original stuff. And we're doing our album release party at the world famous Station Inn on July the 29th, which is anybody that knows anything about bluegrass music in Nashville or around knows that iconic place. It's a small place. It's one of the only historic places left downtown. There's high rises now, and all the other places have been tore down. But it's a great venue for bluegrass music. And we're going to be there on the 29th doing our album release party. So we want to invite everybody to come and be with us for that as well.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. And Adam, as I mentioned earlier, thank you, John, for being
with
us today.
Thank you all. It's always
an honor.
This
is just awesome. And we've been able to feature the Goodwin Brothers in our first episode. We've been able to feature Chase in the second, and now John in the third. So we're hoping to get Will in here.
You'll get him.
For the next couple of shows. So, Adam, as I mentioned earlier, we have yet another Georgetown-born and raised musician in the studio with us to celebrate this amazing city's contribution to the Josie Music Awards nominee landscape this year. We are all going to look so good down there, aren't we not?
Uh-huh.
So we just should get those signs like they do at the delegations. We'll just hold up our city. But I'm just so proud of this next one. She's also been on Overtones Live as a live performance, right?
Yes, I am.
And we are so proud of her. Let's welcome country artist Savannah Dean Reeves to Off the Cuff with Adam Banks.
Yay!
Thank you all.
So, along with a great showing on the nominee list for the Lexus and the Appies this year, you are also a multiple award nominee this year for the Josie Music Awards. Savannah, can you tell us what categories you have been nominated in?
Yes, I have been nominated in the Songwriter Achievement Award and Rising Star Female of the Year.
Two great, yes, huge awards. So you have been at this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for a 21-year-old, tell us about yourself and how your musical career has evolved over the years.
Well, I'd say it started out with just me in the back seat, and my mom would play all the songs. And, you know, I feel like that's kind of why I have a broad category of genres that I like to listen to and play live these days is because of my mom. Mm-hmm. So I think the exposure of just her playing it in the car, me singing at the top of my lungs, I'm like, dang, you know, maybe I can sing a little bit. But they got me a pink guitar, and I couldn't play it or anything, but I'd make videos and walk down the steps singing when I was little, and it kind of took off from there. I just loved being in front of the camera and loved hearing music, playing music, no matter where it was, so...
Oh, that's fantastic. So you are the daughter of someone who is and has been serving our country for a long time. Tell us about your dad and what he has meant to you and your music career and even across the world.
Well, he actually just got to come home this past Thursday, and he's been gone for 6 months, so it's been a while this last time. But
is he in the parking lot, I understand?
He is. He's in the parking lot listening right now.
Oh, that's right. Come in, Dad. Come in.
But yeah, I would say he asked me to write a song. One of the songs I have out is Stars and Stripes, and I wrote that for my dad. Well, he asked me to write a song about America and about the troops and everything, and it took me forever to put into words, like, how can I make this a perfect song for mm-hmm. my dad? Mm-hmm. It was like a hard task for me. So it took me a while, but it finally clicked one day, and I was like, you know what? I think I have something. So he was actually home, and I run down the steps. I was like, Dad, listen to this. Listen to this. And so it kind of just took off from there. But he's been a big inspiration, too. I've always said that I can't look him in the eye when I'm performing because he'll make me cry, or like I'll laugh or something, because I don't know, just that dad stare, you know.
Yes, now right, I do know what you mean there, and so does John too now. Oh, yeah. So or his son at least. But you write a lot of your own music. Are most of your songs just personal? Do they come from personal experiences? Like, where do you, how do you pull those ideas to write your music?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit here and there. Most of them are from personal experiences, but I will say I have written one song about that one of my friends just said one thing, and it kind of just went from there. But my mom, she's also a big inspiration when it comes to my writing, hence the song we might get to hear later called My Mama Told Me. Mm-hmm. So I think it does come a lot from experience, but also a lot from just what I'm feeling at the moment.
And Adam, before we hear that song, one of the interesting things I've discovered before the show went on is, you know, we've had this comfort zone theme kind of going on throughout these special edition series. And we've also discovered that several of our artists have been in the reality show market. Uh-huh. And we also have Savannah here who has a reality show story, too.
That's unbelievable. So. Talk about that.
Well, I auditioned for The Voice when I was 17. And, you know, I actually can't take the credit for submitting the video, because it was all my mom.
It's always someone else.
So she actually just, they were doing the Insta blinds back then, and it's been like about 5 years ago, and she posted the video on my music account, and they picked it to go up against battle with someone else on Instagram. Yeah. And I ended up winning that competition and getting to go to California and audition in front of everyone that was trying out that day. And then we proceeded a couple rounds after that, but yeah, it was a great experience, and I'd love to do it again since I'm older, and I think my voice has matured a lot since I've last done it, but...
I mean, it seems like, you know, you're so poised, even on the air, you're so put together. Do you get nervous at all when performing? I mean, other than when your dad's looking at you.
I think sometimes I do. Sometimes it's kind of just become a part of who I am, and it's like... It's kind of like how I know this is what I'm meant to do, because it's just like a sense of calmness over me. Like, I feel like I'm just out of my own body when I'm performing, and it makes me feel great.
Right, so you feel better on stage performing.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
She's one of the most confident, and I believe someone that has one of the best stage presence that I've ever seen. She really engages. She locks eyes with audience. You know, some artists don't do that.
They don't.
I think it's really special that she just absolutely locks eyes with almost everybody there, and that you do that very intentionally, And it really makes a big difference.
You know, back in the day, Renee, I know you remember music videos on CMT and GAC and all that. But nowadays, I feel like that where people don't watch TV anymore, they're streaming. I don't know if they're just not making music videos like they used to, but I guess they are. They're just watching them in a different way, just on the phones and streaming. So do you think it's important to create videos along with your songs to give the people a visual?
I think that when you create videos, it gives the people a sense of what you meant from the song, mm-hmm. and they have a better takeaway and look at into what why you wrote it and why you love it, and I feel like that might give them more of a personal connection with you as an artist.
How controlling are you when it comes to your songs, creating your songs, creating your videos? I mean, are you a little bit of a control freak because you want it so perfect it's yours?
I'd say the first couple I put out, I beat myself up over it mm-hmm. a lot. I was like, it has to be perfect. Like, oh my goodness. But I've learned to take a step back a little bit, especially on the song I just recorded last week, guys. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm excited for everyone to hear that one. But I kind of took a step back, and it's turned into one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I still, like, you know, have a, put a say in and everything, and it's exactly what I wanted, but I've learned not to critique myself so hard because I feel like I'm the worst critic when it comes to my music.
All right. Well, Savannah's album was a Lexi Music Award Album of the Year nominee for, and we are going to hear a track from that album. What is the name of this song, and what can you tell us about the song?
So this is the one I was mentioning earlier. This one is called My Mama Told Me, inspired by my mama, of course, because, you know, moms are usually right, and, you know, in this instance she was, so I was like, why not write a song about it?
Well, your parents must be very proud of you, just to write music for your mom and dad. I mean, you're making me feel like a terrible son at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
She's up the level for us all.
But, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's just go ahead and play My Mama Told Me by Savannah Dean Reeves. We'll be back after the song.
The one, don't let this be love. My daddy told me that he'd whip right out the gun. Don't let this be love. Don't let this.
My Mama Told Me by Savannah Dean Reeves. That was amazing. Powerful voice you got there.
Yes. Thank you.
Good set of lungs on you there. Well, I want to thank all of our guests that came out today for the show. We've got a packed house in here, so yes. it's been really,
so
it's been cool. It's just been awesome being surrounded by so much talent. I mean, all the audience has heard the talent from these guys, and it just makes sense that you guys have all of these nominations.
I appreciate that.
Because the talent really is real, and it's really been fun. Renee, thank you so much for co-hosting today with me. I love our collab episodes, and I understand that we probably are going to have a fourth collab.
Yeah, we'll have a fourth, fifth, and sixth, I believe, because we're going to cycle through the 45 Kentucky nominees. So we've been trying to do about five every single show leading up to October 22nd, which is the date of the Josie Music Awards, and we're trying to kidnap Adam to take down with us. What do you all think?
Yeah, Adam, you gotta go, man.
Somebody's gotta cover this, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the Josie Music Awards are at the Grand Ole Opry House, are open to the public, and you can also show your Kentucky proud spirit by taking a trip on I-65 on Sunday night, October 22nd, 2023, and tickets are on sale now at josiemusicawards.com.
And folks, we are going to close the show with Shady Grove, a live performance from the Goodwin Brothers. And then, if time permits, what's the song we're going to be hearing, Renee?
We will be hearing Everyday Thing, which is their newest single. And what has that been up on the charts? They've been on the Grassicana charts.
Yeah, it's done well for us. I think it's about week 10 now. It's been the top 10, so we've blessed
with
that.
And before we go to that, just to let you all know, what you'll hear with Shady Grove is also the performance that's been nominated for the Hollywood Independent Music Awards. But it also features Jonathan Goodwin's outstanding guitar work. And you'll hear some TV show themes in this one, which, by the way, happened spontaneously night.
Yeah. Every night's different. Yeah,
every night's different. Yeah. So we're so glad that you all been with us this afternoon. And we're going to close with Shady Grove and followed by Everyday Thing.
Right, folks. And if you want to tune in to Renee's show, Overtones Live, you can do that on Tuesdays right here on 93.9 FM at 7 o'clock.
That's correct.
And you have been listening to Off the Cuff with Adam Banks. Thank you to all of the guests and to Renee for co-hosting today. You can follow the show at Off the Cuff with Adam Banks, and we will be back next Thursday from 4 to 5. We'll see you next week.